This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 455 and a half, down a quarter. May corn, 461, down a quarter. July corn, 464 and three quarters, down a half. March soybeans, 1407 and a quarter, up 8 and a quarter. May soybeans, 1397, up 9 and three quarters. July soybeans, 1373 and a quarter, up 3 and a quarter. March wheat, 6, down 15. May wheat, 605 and a half, down 12 and a half. July wheat, 611, down 12 and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Wednesday afternoon. Export sales pushed March soybean contracts to new contract highs. Technical trading pushed wheat prices lower and kept corn at existing values. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents higher at $4.29 to $4.50. Soybean bids were 7 to 9 cents higher at $13.58 to $13.91. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady at $4.28 to $4.53. Soybean bids were 8 to 10 cents higher at $13.87 to $14.09. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 2 cents lower at $4.41 to $4.61. Soybean bids were 2 to 8 cents higher at $13.92 to $14.19. And wheat bids were 15 cents lower at $5.88 to $6.33. Illinois soybean processors' cash soybean bids were 8 cents higher at $14.13 to $14.22. Basis was steady at 6 to 15 over the March. Hypro soybean meal on a truck basis was $4.93.30 to $5.13.30 a ton. That was $13 to $11.30 lower, with the basis steady to 10 over at 25 to 45 over the March. Corn processors' cash corn bids were steady at $4.51 to $4.61, with the basis steady at 5 under to 5 over the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids steady to one lower at $4.51 to $4.58, with the basis steady to one lower at 5 under to 2 over the March. Soybeans ended mixed at $13.92 to $14.07, with the basis down 10 to up 1 at 15 under to option the March. New crop wheat prices were 13 cents lower at $5.86 to $5.89, with the basis steady at 22 to 25 under the March. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 1 to 7 cents lower at $4.76 to $4.82. Soybean prices were mixed, with quotations of $14.27 to $14.37. Soft wheat closed 15 cents lower at $6.39 to $6.45. And Milo ended the day steady at $5.26 to $5.31. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from $4.28 to $4.41, soybeans from $11.33 to $11.60, and in the central part of the state, corn was $4.27 to $4.42, and soybeans were $11.32 to $11.58. Now, in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.26 to $4.47, and soybeans from $11.34 to $11.74. Soft wheat ranged from $5.71 to $6.01. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock future quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, $148.65, up $2.20. April live cattle, $144.52, up $2.12. June live cattle, $134.37, up $1.22. March feeder cattle, $172, up 92 cents. April feeder cattle, $173.92, up $1.40. May feeder cattle, $174.50, up $1.12. April lean hogs, $101.02, up 45 cents. May lean hogs, $108.10, up 10 cents. June lean hogs, $108.35, down 60 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 26th afternoon livestock report. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 57 to 65, 4 to 5 weights, 61 to 68, 5 to 550 weights, 64 to 71, and 550 and up, 65 to 72. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging in price from 64 to 68. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 13,873 head. And now from the Fairview Sale Barn Auction Report, they had receipts of 290 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 140 to 148.50. Select steers were bringing 135 to 143. Choice Holstein steers were 127 to 133.25, and select Holstein steers were 110 to 115.75. Choice slaughter heifers were 144.25 to 147.85, and select and choice heifers were 144.75. Select heifers were 130.50 up to 142. Now on to the slaughter cattle. Premiums were bringing $92 to $100. Breakers were bringing $86.25 to $90. Boners were $80 to $85, and leans were $60 to $68. On to slaughter bulls. Bulls under 1,700 pounds were $90.50, and the heavyweight bulls were $94 to $98. Now on to United Producers. Auction at Shelbyville for February 25th. They had receipts of 456 head. Choice slaughter steers were 144 to 150. Select and choice steers were 137 to 143. And select steers were 130 to 131.25. Choice Holstein steers were 130.25 to 136.50. And select Holstein steers were 125 to 128.75. On to choice slaughter heifers, they were 144 to 149.75. Select and choice were 137.25 to 143.25. And select heifers were 120 to 125. On to the slaughter cows, they had some breakers bringing 93 to 101. Boners 89 to 98. And leans were 69 to 78. On to the slaughter bulls. They had some lightweight bulls at 1,300 pounds. Were 131. 12 to 1,500 weights were bringing 97 to 100. And 1,500 weights and up were 100 to 108. Now from the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report. Steers on a dress basis were going at 240, and heifers on a dress basis were also 240. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 451 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $100.60, and that was a penny lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $218.95, and that was $245 higher, with select carcasses at $216.67, and that was $269 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 115,000, which compared to 116,000 last week and 122,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 428,000, which compared to 430,000 last week and 416,000 for a year ago. Now from the United Producers Hay Auction, they had receipts of 413 bales. Alfalfa hay, premium quality small squares, $5.75 to $6.50. Premium quality alfalfa orchard grass was $6 a bale. Mixed grass, premium quality small squares, $4 to $5.25. And good quality small squares, $2 to $3 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Although there's a bit of concern about China switching over to importing crops from South America, it doesn't look like that will be happening quite yet. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions for an update on the South American harvest and how their infrastructure is looking.
Overall, about 30% of Brazil's crop has been harvested. Argentina is still in the pod fill stage, and of course their second crop, soybeans, which are a major part of their production, are still ahead of them as far as their prime production time. But about 30% of Brazil harvested, most of that in northwestern areas. We've been in the best yielding areas thus far, and that'll probably continue for another week or two before we get to further to the south and east in the areas that were hurt by drought. Probably one of the bigger concerns that's not receiving much press right now is the second crop corn, a safrinha corn crop in Brazil. That accounts for the majority of Brazil's corn. As you know, exports to the United States this past year were really hurt by the amount of corn exported out of Brazil with their big crop. The safrinha corn really should be planted by now so that it can mature and both pollinate and fill grain ahead of its normal dry season. However, about half of that crop in Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul, where the bulk of it is grown, has not even been planted yet because of excessively wet conditions. That's not really received a whole lot of attention yet.
Well, I'm sure we can sympathize with excessively wet conditions after last spring.
Absolutely. And as we look to the U.S. spring coming up, it looks like we're going to be below normal temperatures now through much of the month of March. And some of the extended outlooks say that could extend into April as well. So it could be a cool start to the spring. And with the Great Lakes now all but frozen over, that suggests that we could have some late cold snaps in the eastern Midwest particularly as well, with a little bit more wetness than what we'd like for planting the crop here as well.
So do you think we could be looking at spring planting delays because of cold weather and probably some wetness?
That's particularly the concern right now. As we look overall at the spring, it looks like they should be able to get started in the south as we go through the next month. But as we move up into April, when we start moving up into the central and southern Midwest, it looks like it could be cold and wet start to the spring, kind of keeping the planters into the shed. And as we go into the month of May, it looks like we could see some fairly normal planting conditions then open up west of the Mississippi River, but east of the Mississippi River we could continue to see some problems.
Now, we keep hearing about China purchasing soybeans and crops from us, but you mentioned tight supplies and things like that. Do we have to worry about having to fulfill orders but not having the crops to do so?
Well, the free market will always make sure we don't run out of soybeans, but it'll do so at a price. And so the question is, what will that price need to be? And at this point, it looks like with China eventually shifting south of the equator for its supplies on the export front, much of our exports then should slow down. But then it comes down to, will there be enough soybeans here for our domestic needs, for crushing, for soy meal, for livestock? And at this point, it looks like there will not be enough soybeans. So what does that mean? It means that we simply need to import soybeans in order to meet our crushing needs, or import soy meal, probably a combination of the two. And in fact, trade reports suggest that the first shipment of South American soy meal is expected to arrive on the Carolina coast by May. But that's the new world we live in now, where we export more than we can afford to export, and then in the second half of the marketing year we import to meet our needs. The futures market may not reflect that, but it means the cash market is going to have to maintain soybean and soy meal prices at a high enough level to pay that freight for those soybean and soy meal supplies to make it into the United States.
So while we're competing with Brazil for export destinations, we're going to have to import in order to meet our own needs because we are exporting so much.
Yes, and it's a world where transportation is much easier than it was 30, 40 years ago. And so the marketplace for all the grains is much more comfortable at tighter supply levels. And so that's why we have such low prices right now. We say, relatively speaking, to where we've been the last 4 or 5 years, because the market is more comfortable with tighter supplies and moving those supplies around. However, that also means that when there is a legitimate threat to the production of any one of the major crops, the market has to respond much more aggressively in order to quickly try to slow down that demand.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solution. The new farm bill offers landowners the option to reallocate base acres and update base yields. Base acre reallocation is by individual farm units, and updating program yields is by crop by crop on individual farm units. Reallocation means you can change the mix of crop bases on the farm, but you cannot increase total base acres. Reallocation will be determined by the acreage of each covered commodity planted and prevented plant on a farm from 2009 to 2011. Updated yields will be calculated on production from 2008 through 2012. The Farm Service Agency will notify landowners when to reallocate the update bases and yields. Jonathan Kappas with the University of Illinois spoke on these farm bill updates at the Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference in Springfield. We'll have more from him, including some advice for farmers, on this afternoon's farm show. So be sure you tune in around 12:45 this afternoon. That's all for this morning's farm show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.